Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
If you are going to make a great monster movie, you had better have a great monster. Monster Hunter has a great monster. It's dinosaur-like in the tradition of Godzilla and Megalon. It has gooey aspects like the monster in Alien. The CGI is like the monster in Pacific Rim. The movie is based on the Monster Hunter action fantasy video game, said to have sold 66 million units worldwide as of 2020, and Capcom's second best-selling series after Resident Evil. In Monster Hunter, Captain Natalie Artemis, played by Mila Jovovich, a United States Army Ranger who heads a United Nations Joint Operations Task Force, and her military patrol unit fall into or through a portal. Artemis meets the Hunter, played by Tony Jaa, who fights monsters using a super powerful bow and arrow. Artemis and the Hunter set out for the tower through which the portal operates. The Admiral, played by Ron Perlman, leader of the Hunters, agrees to help Artemis return home. Monster Hunter director Paul W.S. Anderson, who directed Resident Evil movie series and also Mortal Kombat, working from a screenplay he wrote based on the video game characters, keeps the action flowing. What's lacking in the Monster Hunter are key character development scenes between Artemis and the Hunter. Monster Hunter has impressive landscapes and vistas of vast stretches of sand and rock outcroppings. The computer-generated imagery of the monster is similarly noteworthy. Mila Jovovich, of the Resident Evil movie series, is a great action hero. Tony Jaa is a great martial arts actor. Ron Perlman, of Hellboy and TV's Sons of Anarchy, is memorable in what is really an expanded cameo role. Monster Hunter should be of chief interest to players of the video game and fans of action fantasy films. Monster Hunter is MPAA rated PG-13 for sequences of creature action and violence throughout. Opening February 19. Nomadland. A woman sets out on her own in a van in the United States during the 2008 Great Recession. Chloe Zhao directs Frances McDormand and David Strathairn in the drama. The Mauritanian. An imprisoned man fights for his freedom. Kevin MacDonald directs Shailene Woodley, Jodie Foster, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Tahir Rahim in the drama thriller. Blythe Spirit. A writer is bedeviled by the spirit of his deceased wife, much to the chagrin of his wife. Edward Hall directs Dan Stevens, Isla Fisher, Amy Edwards, and Michelle Dotrice in the comedy fantasy romance based on the play by Noel Coward. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.